This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, August 12, 2019. I'm Caleb Brown. The immigration raids undertaken last week are a show of force, of the government's power to quickly and efficiently steal away people whose only crime is contributing to the U.S. economy, supporting their children without a government permission slip. Caught in the crossfire, children, the companies that hired those people, and a devastated community in Mississippi. Cato's David Beer comments.
By now, I think a lot of people have seen or coverage of the raids, the immigration raids that took place in Mississippi last week. And this one little girl has popped up in all over social media as saying essentially, you know, why would you do this to my parents? I miss my dad. She made, I think, what I thought was a fairly reasonable appeal to the general public to say there's nothing wrong with people working and having a job. They didn't do anything wrong, and yet they've been swept up and are, I presume, slated for deportation. So as you look at these raids, and I should mention that the responses that I saw on social media to this little girl were essentially of a flavor of, well, her parents shouldn't have done that. So what are your thoughts?
Well, when you think about this raid, you know, you think about this little girl and what she's going through and what, you know, the heavy impact on her. And then you think about the bigger picture here about the community that's been impacted by these nearly 700 arrests that were made, by, you know, the hundreds of other people who, you know, aren't going to show up for work tomorrow, the fact that these plants are going to have to close for a period of time, at least, to deal with the fact that their workforce has now been so disrupted. You have every school district in the area is reporting hundreds of children not showing up for school, the impact that that's having. Just the general fear in the community is palpable and immeasurable and you know, beyond just these the impact on these plants. You have people showing up, not showing up to work in other jobs, saying, you know, maybe I should get out of Mississippi if this is what's going on. And, you know, you have, you know, a pastor in Morton, Mississippi, which is where one of the raids went down. And his expression was just, this is the worst thing that could happen to our community. People are terrified, and we're certain that there's going to be more bad news soon. And so, you know, the broader effect of this thing is, you know, you have DC, big government bureaucrats deciding, okay, we're going to come into this community. We're not going to tell anyone about what's going to happen. And there's going to be essentially a bomb is going to go off in this community, and you're going to have children abandoned. You're going to have school districts, you know, trying to figure out how do I keep educating children, many of whom are U.S. citizens, who are going to be here regardless. How do I deal with these kids who are, you know, don't have parents right now? We saw, you know, community leaders stepping up to provide food and a place to sleep. But really, this is classic, in my opinion, classic big government bureaucracy at work, stepping in and saying, we know what's best. You're going to have to deal with all this collateral consequences, all of this, all these problems, economic and social. But really, this is in your best interest. We are accomplishing something good for America, for our communities, for you. We're doing this for you. And yet, none of that is actually materializing on the ground right now. This is really just a disaster for, you know, not just this girl, but many other children who had their parents swept up. Had, you know, all of these businesses are now going to have to deal with the economic consequences, and that's going to have a broader impact on the community. So, you know, from my standpoint, this is really accomplishing nothing in the grand scheme of things. I mean, the goal of these raids is to terrify illegal immigrants into leaving the country. And while it's certainly terrifying many people in this community, the idea that this is going to have any measurable effect on, you know, the tens of millions of illegal immigrants in the United States, you know, well over 10 million people living here illegally, is just not true. So even from the grand scheme of things, this is not going to have anything broader effect. It's really just, it's going to be terrible for this community for a long time.
I mentioned that a whole lot of the social media response that I saw was of a type that indicated that the parents were truly at fault for what was happening to them. The flip side of that was to ask, were any of these business people who were operating these plants or facilities or the owners of these companies, were they arrested? Were they sanctioned in some specific way? Certainly having their workers taken away, their employees taken away, and the disruptions that that caused is a cost. But that seems to be, you know, the two sides of this coin seem to be both incorrect.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, arresting business owners is not going to make the situation any better. It's just going to make it even worse than it already is. You know, we know these businesses all used the government's employment verification system called E-Verify to run their employees' names against the government databases in order to attempt to determine their legal status. So we know that they were, you know, making an effort to follow the rules, but we know that E-Verify doesn't work. It's, you know, it's like any other government program. It's really just a flawed system that is really not going to solve the problem, which is what proponents of E-Verify think will happen. And so, you know, and we've seen this in the past. We've known this for well over a decade, the consequences of ICE raids on work sites. You know, under the Bush administration, these were happening in 2006, 7, 8, these huge raids, hundreds of workers arrested. We know that they ultimately produce very few deportations. We know that they result in the arrests and detention of U.S. citizens. In many cases, we know that intentional discrimination occurs both before and after the raid against Hispanic employees. And so really all the consequences of both the raids and, you know, what happens in the aftermath were known, you know, for decades. And I find it interesting that the Department of Justice calls this a textbook raid, you know, just by the book. This is exactly how everything's supposed to go down. And so from the standpoint of the government, they're all celebrating today. They think this is, you know, some great victory for something. And I couldn't disagree more. I think it's really just another useless exercise of and waste of taxpayer resources that could be used to go after people who actually have harmed someone in the United States.
So what's an immediate policy change that you see that could alleviate a lot of this disruption to these families?
Well, we know that the ultimate policy here that's at fault is our legal immigration system that doesn't provide a legal way for people from Mexico and Central America to come to the United States for work. If we had a legal pathway for workers, we wouldn't have this problem. And if you actually look at what's happened in some of these towns from under, you know, that were raided under the Bush administration, they've now had more than a decade to recover. And in multiple of these places. So you've had the Swift company packing plants in Minnesota were raided in 2006. They took away more than 1,200 workers. And really the companies that, you know, they had to sell and downsize and then ultimately they're working their way back to normalcy today, they ended up hiring lots of refugees, Somalis and Burmese, other immigrants, and the reason for that hiring those refugees is like, okay, we can bring in immigrant workers, and we know that they're legal because the only way a Somali is going to get to the United States is through our refugee program, and so it's basically built-in discrimination against Hispanic workers who we can't be sure whether or not their documentation is correct. And so they compensate by hiring other immigrants who they know do have legal status, but we wouldn't have this problem if there was a work visa program that functioned and allowed businesses to hire people that they want to hire, regardless of where they happen to be born, which is the essence of the free market. And so, we've had this unfortunate side effect where they're still relying on immigrant workers. They just have to ultimately make a judgment, you know, about whether they think it's worth it to hire anyone from Mexico or Central America. And the judgment has been made, you know, not just, you know, in the Minnesota plants, but you also have one of the largest raids that occurred in Iowa. Same thing happened there. They're hiring refugees too. So it seems designed almost to produce this outcome where we're going to start discriminating more a bit, against Hispanics and lead to hiring people of other nationalities. And the other thing I note about these raids, you know, when the actual process for conducting a worksite ICE raid is just, basically a violation of all of our civil liberties principles, everything you'd want to see, about a free country. The ICE agents come around and they surround the building. They order all the Hispanic employees to line up and walk outside, and then they go down the line and try to get them to give their documents to them. You don't have documents, then we're going to arrest you and take your fingerprints and see if we can identify whether or not you're a legal immigrant or not. And back in 2006, after the plants in Minnesota were raided, there was a lawsuit brought saying you can't just line up a bunch of Hispanic employees and discriminate in that manner and racially profile. And the judge in that case threw out the lawsuit and said, you know, if there's evidence that illegal immigrants tend to be Hispanic or are Hispanic, then the government, yes, can consider race as relevant when they're doing these types of raids. And so really at every stage in the process, we just have Hispanic workers, whether they be legal or not, being disproportionately affected and being targeted intentionally in a discriminatory manner.
This particular raid, as I understand it, took place on the first day of school in Mississippi.
Yes, it did. So you have people showing up, for their first day of kindergarten or, you know, first grade for the first time, being separated from their parents and then whoever their caregiver is, and then their parents are being arrested while they're at work, and then they come home from their first day of school and there's no one there to care for them. And, this is what the government considers just, the way they do business.
For people who support the president's policies, who think that these are essentially good, and we should note that some of these raids, a relatively smaller number, were taking place during the Obama administration. It seems like a lot of those people are going to dig in, but having seen the disruption to these families, is there hope then that these people will say, well, this isn't worth it? Whatever the goals are that we have with respect to immigration in the United States, particularly illegal immigration, is there hope that you see for people deciding, no, this is no longer worth it to me?
Well, most people don't feel bad when people who are being arrested are people who have harmed other people, whether they've committed a violent crime, they've robbed someone. I mean, that's who our law enforcement officials should be targeting. And it's not as if there are not fugitives from justice who happen to be immigrants that our immigration enforcement apparatus could be going after. So for those people, I would just simply say, what do you think our priorities should be? Should our priorities be just peaceful people who are contributing economically to this country? Or should our priorities be people who have committed some kind of offense against our laws that actually involved a victim? And shouldn't justice prioritize going after people who have victimized other people? And so from my standpoint, that should be the focus of law enforcement. And I think more and more Americans are coming around to that perspective. And it's not having the effect that, you know, the president thinks that this will have, that this is a political winner for him. I don't think that's being borne out at all. More and more Americans are saying, wait a minute, these people are part of our communities. We should accept them. We should recognize that fact legally, give them a form of legal status, let them earn it, let them pay a fine. They'd be happy to do that in order to be able to stay and with their families and continue to contribute economically to it. So I think there is hope in the sense that politically people are starting to recognize that these raids are having no positive effect for the United States.
David Beer is an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.